And they had these old whips that had would make a lot of racket. You know, when you pop them, you could pop them, you know, and they'd make a lot of racket. Use them for auctions a lot. Those old whips with crackers on them, we call it. They'd pop and make a big sound, you know.
Tell me about that, about the auction
whips. Well, nearly all the auction drivers had good whips, and they'd loud popping whips. I mean, they'd keep the whip crackers to where they'd just make a terrible sound when they'd pop them, you know. And they used them a whole lot in handling those auctions. And they'd talk to them. You take those men that would really talk to those auctions when they used to haul logs with them and lumber and everything, whole heavy loads with them. They'd have three or four yokes at a time, you know. And it was amusing to watch them, watch how they could handle those auctions and make them do. I mean, they could go talking to them lead auctions and make them come right on around the side of the wagon, you know, and just make them do anything they want to do. That's just right. By talking to them.
And that would bring them around?
Bring them around, just talking to them. Well, the only way they had doing it, because they didn't use reins on auctions or nothing like that. Sometimes they'd have a little rope on that auction right next to the wagon, but that's the only time they ever had a rope of any kind, I think, on the auction. They never did have them on them other yokes.
Well, when did you use a rein? When would you use a rein?
A what?
A rein. You said you didn't have reins. When would you use reins?
Well, we use reins on horses. We use wagon reins on horses. You know what I mean? We'd have these wagon lines, and you could pull your line and make them go to the right or make them go to the left. You didn't train those horses to go to the left and right as much as you did auctions. Of course, you train them. You can plow. A lot of people had the horses trained, so they would never have to touch those reins. They could make them go wherever they wanted to, gee or haul or stop or get up, you know. But
that'd make them do it.
But they have, we nearly always have reins on them. Even a single horse, when you're plying a single horse, it'd be a rope that would roll from your hands on up through your harness and to the bits in his bridle, you know. You know, he had, you know, the mouth, you know, go to his mouth, you know. You know what a bridle is.
Yeah, that's the bit, the thing that he
puts in his mouth. And it's got a ring on each side of it. You can tie those reins in those rings, and you can pull him to the right or pull him to the left, you see, by that rope.
And that would make him move.
You pull it to the right, and he'd go gee, and to the left, he'd go haul.
Well, you know those barrels you were telling me about? What held them together?
Those what?
Those barrels. What held them together? What kept them from falling apart? You were telling me the flour would come in a barrel?
Oh, well, they were just a regular, barrel with slats in it and metal rims around them, you know, just like barrels do now, only they were just a little lighter barrel. They not like these old big water barrels, because they were made out of lighter stuff, but they were just a bunch of slats.
Is
up and down together and metal things around them to hold them, metal wire, something like that to hold them.
Is that rim the same thing? It's like a hoop or a hoop, whatever?
Yeah, that's what, some says hoop, barrel hoop, and some says rim, barrel rim.
Same thing.
They call it barrel hoop. Used to these old things, these old metal things go around a barrel. Of course, now we have a lot of iron barrels now, but I'm talking about wooden barrels, you know. And of course, those flour barrels were wooden barrels.
Well, you said that you were telling me all the things you use nails to hang things on and put up fences and stuff. How did you buy nails?
Ever buy nails? Well, you go to the hardware store. Usually the hardware store is what kept them. Of course, a lot of grocery stores kept them.
How many would you buy, though, if you like it?
Just any amount that you had, just whatever money you had, how many you wanted to buy.
Did you ever buy a lot of them at one time?
Oh, yeah. I never did buy too many, because I never did have a use for too many. But a lot of people buy them by the keg of nails. It's 40 or 50, maybe 50 pounds keg or something like that. I think that's usually what you come in, 50, and they come in 100-pound keg. These carpenters, they buy them with 100-pound kegs, 100-pound kegs of nails, and which is not a very big keg. 100 pounds of nails is not, you know. And they come in all kind of sizes, 8 pennies, 10 pennies, 20 pennies, 30 and 40 pennies, and just, they call them, that's the way they're classified, is by penny. If you want a 8-penny nail, you'd say, if you want a nail about this long.
About 5 inches?
Oh, maybe a little longer. You say 8-penny. And a 10-penny a little bigger, and a 12-penny a little bigger, and a 6-penny is on down, a little smaller nail, you know. And they have what they call regular shingle nails. They would call for shingle nails.
What do you hit those with? Did you have a special?
Hammer. Just a hammer with a got a handle in it and a flat surface on the end of it, you know, on the hammer part, that you just hit the nail. You hold it in your hand, hit it. Sometimes you hit your nail, and sometimes you hit the nail that you bought.
Well,
a lot of times you hit your nail. Miss the nail and hit your fingernail.